The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You work hard for your money. At Silverman's, we work hard to save you money. We've slashed our low prices even more this season to make your dollar go further. Silverman's, for savings, service, selection, and satisfaction.
Tonight we're gonna take no prisoners. This time we're gonna live our dream. Tonight the orange and blue delivers. Hard working town, hard working team. Oh, and tonight the hardwood's burning, and the craft will keep on working. Keep behind the orange and blue with all your might. Yeah! Craft basketball tonight, tonight. Cat basketball tonight, tonight.
Welcome back to Chris Clem's Cavs Radio Broadcast, the only local Cleveland radio broadcast covering the Cavs and only the Cavs. I'm your host, Chris Clem. This week's episode is brought to you by Silverman's, the store that does everything you need with the friendly people, Silverman's. Again, I'm broadcasting live from 3WE in Cleveland. We had a bit of Cavs news recently to go over. Over the weekend on March 28th, this past Sunday, Cavs, they lost to the Pistons 91-78. I was pretty disappointed by this loss, to be honest. But, you know, the Pistons still have a lot of great guys like Joe Dumars, Isaiah Thomas, and all the rest of those guys. So the Pistons still have some talent, but really, the Cavs have more, and I want to see them show more as we head towards the playoffs and that big showdown with the Bulls. You know, last season, the Bulls, we took them all the way 4-2 in the Eastern Conference Finals, and I think this year is the year the Cavs are finally going to make the finals. Before we get into the phone calls, I got to say we need a small forward here. I don't think that Mike Sanders is really cutting it, or Gerald Wilkins for that matter. He's no Dominique. But with our luck here, we're going to get a small forward in about 10 years. Probably be some punk high school kid who's not ready to contribute either. That's just the curse of being a Cleveland fan. That's just the way it works. But at least, you know, no matter what happens with the Cavs, you know, the Indians are going to be sucking for a long time. I don't see how that's going to happen. They're depending too much on Joey Bell. But we still got the Browns. They're not going anywhere. And I think next year with Bernie back, we're going to rebound and really go back. We're going to go to the Super Bowl for the first time. And this year with the Cavs, even without that small forward, I think we're going to go to the finals. And I just can't wait to see what happens. And, you know, no matter what happens, they have Brad Daugherty to build around. He's only 27 years old. He's a five-time All-Star. There's not much else we can do but build around him. He might be the best center in the NBA. And with him in tow, it doesn't matter what happens. We're always going to be contending, and he's never been injured yet in a season, and I don't see how he would with the style that he plays. I imagine he'll be contributing in Cleveland throughout the 2000 season, and we got a lot to look forward to, and I'm sure in the next 7 years we're definitely going to have a championship, because it's always good to be optimistic as a Cleveland fan. All right, phone lines, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Dave from Valley City, longtime listener, big fan of the show. Anyway, I wanted to talk about the bigs that the Cavs are working with this year. First of all, I think they're great, don't get me wrong, but I'd like to see Jay Gittiger get some more minutes out there, man. He's the kind of brawler, roughneck they need to really mix things up down low. Of course, Doherty's an all-star, love him. Love Brad. So let's face it, he's a little soft. You know, he's more of a finesse player. And then you got Hot Rod behind him, getting up there in the years and whatnot. He was never really a rough and tumble guy to begin with. I'd like to see that corner fed Gittiger get in there and mix it up, pop a couple people in the mouth and let them know the Cavs are for real. I'll take your response off here.
You make a lot of good points there about Jake Gittinger. Thanks for the call. I think he's going to be ready to contribute in a big way. Yeah, I think we got a lot to look forward from him. He might be the good third man off the bench behind Hot Rod and Doherty, and maybe in a few years he might even be the backup to Doherty, because as we know, Doherty's not going anywhere. We're going to have him around for a long time. But Gittinger, I really like the way he plays. You know, he's a lot better than a lot of the guys coming out of college like Eric Montrose, and I look forward to seeing him as a Cav for the remainder of the decade. All right, next caller, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Tom from Menor. I just wanted to take a minute to talk about Bobby Phils. I like Bobby Phils. Don't get me wrong. Good player. Plays good D. I just think he's like playing out of position sometimes. He's a natural spot up shooter. The problem is when he drives. That's where Bobby Phils runs into trouble, is every time he drives. He's not good at driving. And when he gets in there, it's always a disaster. It never ends well. So I think he should just stick to what he's good at, which is not driving, because that is not his strong suit, the whole driving thing. It always ends really poorly, right? It's murder. All right. Bye now.
Thanks for the call. You make a lot of good points about Bobby Phils. He's a very talented player. He's a great shooter. I think he's going to contribute in the future. But you're right. When he starts driving, he gets a little out of control, a little erratic. It seems like the plays fall apart. It seems almost like they self-destruct, and they end up in a fiery explosion. But when he shoots, he's usually pretty solid. But we just got to stop him from driving. That's a good call. Thanks for calling. That's going to be it for this week's Chris Clem's Cavs Radio broadcast here on 3WE, your flagship home for the Cavaliers. After tonight's game against the Knicks, the Cavs are going to be getting ready for the playoffs. I expect a huge blowout tonight, and I expect them to roll all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals, where they'll meet the Bulls, and then all the way to the NBA Finals, where I don't see how any team could stop them. They're the Cavs. They're great. In case you guys haven't noticed, there's a fun new video game out called NBA Jam. You might see it in the arcades. I played it some last weekend. It's pretty good. Very enjoyable. You can play as Mark Price or Brad Doherty. I recommend checking it out. It's a lot of fun. That's going to be it. Thanks to our sponsor, Silverman's. You're listening to 3WE. Chris Clem signing off.
Tonight we're gonna take no prisoners.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Silverman's, Discount Drug Mart, Mr. Chicken, and Sports Channel Ohio.
Oh, and tonight the hardwood's burning, and the craft will keep on working. Get behind the orange and blue with all your might. Cavs basketball tonight. Cavs basketball.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.